When Moses had finished his leadership from Egypt to the banks of Jordan, God called him on the mountaintop and showed him the promised land. Moses died, the people mourned. The mourning ended, but the memories lived in their hearts. To every citizen of the United States, to every nation of the world, regardless to his race, creed, or color, we've had a great loss. The loss of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. For truly, he was an instrument of God's peace in a confused world. Where there was hatred, he sowed love. And where there was injury, pardon. And where there was doubt, faith. And where there was despair, hope. Where there was darkness, light. And where there was sadness, joy. Dr. King lived, loved, and died for what he believed. And as he said, and I quote, "If any man fails to have something that he loves well enough to die for, then he is not fit to live." May we strive to bring into reality the things he saw from the mountaintop looking through the telescope of time. Now, O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much as seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. And as we yet struggle in an unfriendly world, this shall be our testimony.
If I can help somebody as I travel this way, then my living shall not be in vain.